recent conference on business and investment opportunities in Africa, organised by the Czech Foreign Ministry, focused on innovative forms of investment and modern technologies. Titled Creative, Innovative and Participative Africa, the event brought together ambassadors and business representatives, underlining Czech interest in establishing new partnerships and projects on the African continent. I spoke to Deputy Foreign Minister Martin Tlapa about the opportunities opening up, the risks involved, and what the Czech government is doing to help Czech businesses establish themselves on African markets.
It's definitely not only about exporting the products, it's more about how we can help invest into Africa or to Africa, because long-term business and looking for the potential there needs to be also innovative in the way how we can be successful. So we are very proud that, for example, Skoda is assembling cars in Algeria, that Non-Waven Technologies presented today, the factory built in South Africa next to the Cape Town. And these are the examples of the projects, and the government should help by traditional tools. Everybody needs financing, so we need to be good and efficient in a bank, and state-owned banks can give guarantees or financial loans. And we are putting together these financial tools with development cooperation. And that's why we have a guarantee scheme for commercial loans from banks for the businesses now, which is in pilot projects managed by Českomoravská rozvojová záruční banka. And this is really should help to long-term partnership. So doing business in Africa is not easy. It takes time. There's a lot of risks as well. But on the other side, there are opportunities and very big chance for some of the Czech companies.
I believe that definitely the government is sending out more economic diplomats, and I think you're also compiling a map of opportunities, a global map of opportunities for Czech investors. There's a client center, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, it's correct, yeah. First of all, what we decided to do in 2014 is come back to Africa by the network of the Czech offices, embassies, and also the Office of Czech Trade, for example, Agency for Promoting Trade. So we have to be, to have to come back to Africa. So we did open the embassy in Senegal, in Ghana. We are now in Zambia. We are have a Czech trade in Nigeria. We are on the north of Africa as well. So we need to have a network which will assist our businesses and also tourists going to these regions, and will be also selling the Czech Republic and showing the Czech Republic as the country for the future to in the cooperation. And we are trying to put together resources. So important thing is to do the things in smart way. That's why we are thinking not only about countries, we are mainly thinking in which sectors, based on the analysis and market potential, Czech companies should be successful. So we are matching the needs of the country with competitive advantage of the Czech economy, and we are trying to put together the businesses, NGOs, to be present in the markets and facilitate the contacts. That's behind the map of opportunities, which is a marketing tool for putting things together, following the presentation by sectors in Africa.
Most people know what the traditional Czech export articles were. Everyone will immediately think of Škoda cars and beer and crystal glass. Mm-hmm. But today you need innovative technology. You have to offer other things as well, know-how. What is it that we have to offer today that Africa and the world needs? Yeah. You know, what are our strengths?
I think that strength thing is also what we did in the past. So I think that the relations with the Czech business from the past is very positive among many African countries. But we cannot rely on that. We have to think about the future. But this is an important value, the tradition from the past, plus very good experiences with training the people in the Czech Republic and knowing the Czech Republic. So this is value. But for the future, I think we have to identify the sector which are demanded for the growth. In the case of Africa, I will mention two or three. One is agriculture. The demography is definitely clear about growing demands for the efficient agriculture. And this is exactly the sector in which the Czech Republic is can offer some opportunities to do things together. So investing into farmers to increase the efficiency of the farms in, for example, in Zambia, putting together the university, Mendel's University, together with the businesses, how to improve the technology, methodology, training the people, distribution of the products. This is something which we are trying to put through the business and development cooperation together in this country. This is an example how we can fit into the needs demanded by the country. Tremendous important thing. The second sector, a relatively new one, is the health. We have a very wide variety of producers of health technologies and products. So if we are able to put them together under some one integrator, we are able to offer what we did in some countries to build or renovate parts of the hospital, equipped with the Czech technologies. So we need an integrator, and we are putting together an integrator who is able to, let's say, design the solution. And we have a huge set and are very good references for the companies which are able to deliver the products for the increasing and the training of the people. So companies like Linet, if I may refer, that are very well known in Africa. We are putting them together with MZ Liberets, with some other companies which are making solutions. So this is larger possibility of selling and solve the things which are demanded by the country.
We're big in nanotechnology. Is there a market for that in the world? Does that open opportunities?
So nanotechnology is one sector I didn't mention. By the way, this is based on the very good research on the Czech side and also the challenge the textile industry did face in the past because of the competition of cheap labor from outside the Czech Republic was pushing to be innovative. So I think that the nanotechnologies is a sector in which we can offer, and this is the future. And also circular economy, how to do the waste management, how to put these things together. So in nanotechnology, this is sectors in which we can upgrade the competitiveness of many African countries, and this is them on the list of the priority sectors.
You just mentioned several important areas where our strengths lie. Are we able, though, to actually push this through and establish a foothold in the countries that we're looking to find a place on the market?
I think we need to do the things, two things, yeah, or many things. I only mentioned two or three. First, we need to understand maybe more what's happening in Africa. I think to know about the different ethnics, about the history, history before colonization. I think this is a very rich culture, and we do understand the style of business, about how important are different communities. And this is something which is very good for understanding how to make a business, because finding a reliable partner is essential condition for doing business in Africa.
So we have to adapt,
We will not, I think that in every business you have to accept that, and the better you understand, the better you have a chance to be successful. And this is regarding the business model and business styles should be different from those we know in Europe, for example. And second point is to be successful, it means to be able to sell the Czech Republic, to explain what's the product, why we are here, and what we can do together. Important thing is not too much think about to sell the thing, but to do with business together, to build a partnership and build a trust. This is important thing now to be successful in Africa. Patience is important as well, because you need to wait, and things are going slowly, and red tape is an issue like in Europe as well. So these things are challenging, but it's can be overcome. And the example of companies presented today are positive one. They did it. And we also maybe could be more empathic about what Africa is demanding from Europe, and to be more in partnership with them. I think that very important for the trust will be if we will be able to help them with tax collection from multinational companies, with market access to developed countries through different talks about free trade. We can help with building internal market, which is a big success of European integration, and this is something what is missing in Africa. And we can also help with improving the functions of institutions because, for example, Czech Republic was going through tremendous change of the society and in every aspect, from institutions to business model and business style. And this is something which is demanded to be shared from the Czech Republic in Africa. So we have things to offer for cooperation.
But there's clearly huge potential there. So what is holding Czech entrepreneurs back? Is it this fear of the risks of the different whole market?
First, we are doing lots of business with Europe. We are incorporating into business and value chains in Europe. So many of the companies are now not thinking why I should go to the risky Africa, one point. Second, we have a relatively low level of the information and contact there. So we have to start also with the better exploration of the opportunities. And the third thing is that we have to be smart, both on Czech and European level, how we can support the business. I think that this is the very aggressive models which are offering business to be done in Africa. And I think that the Europe and the Czech Republic should be smart to support also some kind of cooperation which will help the countries on the African side. So this is not only about what, but also how to do the things which we would like to do in Africa. And sooner or later, based on geography, based on the development projects and the growth rates, the Africa will be more and more important for the Czech business and European business. I am sure about that. And we have to be ready to be successful, and the sooner we will start to explore the markets and to learn the things and to learn from our mistakes, the better we'll be in the future.
The Czech Development Agency is supporting Czech firms that do business there in the fields where we are strong, as you said, in agriculture, in forestry, in water and sanitation projects. Is there enough interest from Czech companies? How are they selected and how are the target areas chosen?
We are ready to do more for the Czech businesses and also for the Czech NGOs operating in Africa. So we have Zambia and Ethiopia as a priority market. So there are bilateral programs managed by Czech Development Agency, for example, in agriculture, to building a farm. And we are, as a ministry, would like to do more integrated projects in Africa, in these countries. Water, sanitation is second sector important. And based on our experience, we started from products which are helping at the very beginning of the cycle of the business. So I would suggest to look at the B2B program of Czech Development Agency, because this is just incentives for making a good research about potential market partners, about distribution channel marketing tools, and how to find out the information. So the Czech Development Agency is helping to overcome these first steps in discovering the markets for the success. This is essential things. And if there is a positive response, we should continue in these countries with development agency. And the second important tool is the guarantee scheme, which is a new product, as I mentioned, which is a really innovative one, which is giving the state guarantees for commercial loans for the Czech companies doing business to Africa. And this is something which is significantly moving. I met with the commercial banks on the Czech side, and they told me that this is a really good step to encourage the financing in this challenging market, because they are risky markets. If you look on OECD, it's compared to other places, it's still a challenge. But we have to be able to have a product which will be competitive with other products of our countries, other countries.
How happy are you with the role and work of the Czech Export Bank in doing this and cooperating with the development agency and so on?
The trend is to put the resources together. I think that we need to put together the competencies of the Czech Export Bank and EGAP and Trade Promotion Agency, Investment, Tourism, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, not to build one institution, but be more cooperative and to have an integrated products for our clients. So in the case of to be more easily for them to find out both financing and also marketing information and services of the government. So we have to make the services more easy and better access. In the region of the Czech Republic, by the way, as well, not only in Prague, and to do things together in Africa. The more difficult markets, the stronger demand for such steps are from the Czech businesses, and we have to follow, because the government is service for taxpayer and citizens, and we have to move this direction quickly.
Is it difficult to get private businesses to invest in Africa?
Generally, we would like to find out more private business investment and also the NGOs building together the projects, because it should help to train the people through NGOs' capacity, following the business of building hospital or upgrading the production line. This is perfectly coming together, so we have to be smart to put these things. So I think that on the markets, financial sources are available, and the cost, and then the cost is an issue. How to make the cost of money for the projects in Africa more accessible for the companies in Czech Republic?
Mr. Tlapa, thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.